Welcome to our Mid-Season Moms Podcast.
Three moms who gather together to give the sweet and sour take on raising our kids into young adults. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Cora.
I'm Angela.
And occasionally we'll have some guest hosts.
Right now it's just bare minimum. Record, go.
Okay.
We ready?
Who's starting?
I'll start.
All right, you start.
Okay, this is us. We are crazy 40-year-olds, me being the most crazy, who decided that we should do a podcast. I texted Cora and Angela and said, come do a podcast with me. And I'm pretty sure they thought I was crazy. But Angela's always up for excitement. Always.
Always.
So I knew she would totally jump. Cora, I knew we'd have to convince her. But we got you here.
I'm here. She's here.
You haven't backed out yet.
No.
I was surprised. I didn't know if you'd show up. I thought you would.
I was a little late. So then I thought, for sure she's just letting you pull it.
No, I was fine. I'm like, well, you know. Anyways, so we decided to do a podcast about raising our teens into adults because it's super crazy, not easy, and more involved than I thought it would be. I did not know how many details that I would still be involved in or saying I don't want to be involved in or like.
And you have no clue what you're doing.
Right. Nobody tells you. There's not books on being a parent. Of adults.
There's not a what to expect the toddler years. You know those books?
Right.
There's not one written for.
Like, I read adults. The what to expect when you're expecting and the what to expect the first year, but where's the book on what to expect once they turn 15, 16, 13?
There's no book.
There isn't. But anyway, so we started that. So I'm Chelsea. I have been married 22 years, met my husband at a church function. I only wanted to go to dinner. And then now he's been buying me dinner for 22 years. But I was only going out with him for dinner. We own our own company. So we both work at home, which is has its highs and lows, as Angela witnessed earlier. I was like, seriously.
It was pretty amazing.
Leave me alone. You're stressing me out. So sometimes it would be nice if you would. But I have done things with kids, after school programs, coordinators, elementary school secretary, all that. So I have a teeny bit. Background, but I do have a 20-year-old daughter who's married and she's great. Her name's Sam. She's married to Dallin. He's 26. I don't get a lot of credit for him because he was raised by his mom, but we're all still raising them, it feels like. And then I have Ashlyn, who's 18. She just graduated from high school. She's getting ready to go to college. We are going to go sign up for a new dorm because she doesn't want to stay in the dorm that we first picked. So we need to go find a new apartment.
Of course she doesn't. Why would she?
Well, the new one has a washer and dryer, so. But that's not really why. I kind of convinced her a little bit to switch. I wasn't sure about the dorms. But anyways, I have a 16-year-old boy, Coleman, he's the only boy. And I have a 12-year-old, Jackson, girl. That's definitely a Utah name, so if you know.
Tell them how it's spelled.
It's J-A-X-S-Y-N. So if you're ever concerned, if you ever hear about Utah names, I have one kid with a Utah name. So that's a little bit about me. Cora, tell us about you.
Angela, we will hear about you.
Oh, it's my turn? Okay. Well, I was a child when I got married and had children. So I got married when I was 18 and it was pretty rough.
Yeah.
So my family did not love the person that I chose to marry.
Which always makes it harder.
And so we moved away after we got married. We moved an hour away from where I grew up. And
I did not know that.
That was hard. Yeah. So I had my oldest, Alexa, when I was 19. I'd been 19 for a month.
Whoa. Yikes.
Yeah.
You've been a mom forever.
Yeah. I've been a mom for a long time because she'll be 24 in October.
So crazy.
Yeah. So that's fun, but it all works out, right?
Yeah.
So I work in Chelsea's backyard pretty much. So that's fun too.
And my husband works for Chelsea's husband, so we have some pretty thick ties.
I don't even remember those things. Like it's just reality to me, so yeah. I don't even think.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I manage a senior apartment complex, and
we love them.
There's lots of stories. I could probably do a podcast about that.
We're gonna have to do a podcast about that.
We really should.
I don't know if that's allowed, but it would be good.
I think anything's allowed. It's whatever we want to do, right?
Because honestly, I mother them also.
True.
A great deal.
True.
So,
because you do kind of have to mother your parents, like when they get older, and these seniors don't have any siblings or children that take care of them.
No, not very much. So. I do a lot of mothering at work also. But then I have a 19-year-old and he is just living his life. His name is Alex and he just graduated in 2018, so a year ago. He's been graduated a year, living out on his own, traveling.
And your oldest doesn't live with you though, right?
No, she moved out a few years ago too. So yeah, and then there's a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, because why not, you know? Why not have a kid every 5 years?
Well, it's more fun.
Why not be a mom for 40 years of your life? I mean, whatever. I mean, you're always a mom, but I mean, like, literally raising children.
Yes.
For a really long time.
Well, your last one was a little surprise.
Yeah.
But a good one.
It was a good one.
My third one was a surprise, but it also a good one.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird that I can't figure out how I got pregnant with my third. I'm just kidding. I can figure out how, but we just didn't plan to have kids 13 months apart. I think 5 years sounds better than 13 months.
But it might be, but you get what you get, right?
You get what you get.
Yeah.
Okay. Cora, you have to do it.
All right. I'm Cora. I've been married 20 years. I have an 19-year-old. Who is just finished up her first year in college. And then a 16-year-old boy, Jameson. The oldest one is Amelia. And then a 13-year-old, Olivia. And Olivia is probably the most like me than my other kids.
For sure.
So she's a little sassy. I've worked at the same place for 19 years. Running a mentor program for the Provo School District.
For at-risk kids, right?
Yeah. So I dealt with kids the whole time that I worked there. So that's kind of helped me with parenting, I guess. What else?
We kind of got lucky with our kids. They're not I don't know. The kids you deal with have a lot of issues that come with them.
Yeah. And it's mostly their families.
Yeah, their parents kind of screwed them up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's.
Maybe our kids
are
screwed up.
My oldest did say that she left
aside
a non-disclosure.
I didn't let her.
That is so funny.
She said, I don't want to be honest.
She's all, shouldn't I sign a non-disclosure or something?
I asked my kids, I said, do you care if I talk about you?
I think she was mostly kidding.
Yes. And they were all, yeah. I'm all, can I mention your name? Like, I don't want to. And they were all, yeah. That's fine. As long as you don't tell anything embarrassing, I'm almost some of them, but not, you know.
Yeah.
Not the things they, like, confide in you.
No, not secrets.
Not secrets.
I've got to be careful.
Because you're going to forget this mic is on.
Yeah. I didn't even ask my kids. I haven't talked to them about it, really. They've just been laughing about it because they follow the Instagram. And so they're like, you're really going to do this? Are you going to look at them? I'm like, I guess.
Yeah. Chelsea has microphones. This is happening.
It's super official. So we have to do it now. So I know. I think it'll be fun. I'm super excited.
It is fun. And we all three have 13-year-olds.
We do.
That's fun.
That's true.
My 13-year-old is super sassy also. So together.
I'm the only one with a boy, so I have it easier right
now.
I feel like
I think
I'm not having all the hormones.
So just really quick how we all met. We live in the same area. We're all pretty close to the same age. Cora and I are both 40. You're 42.
Uh-huh.
So, that's Angela. You can't see who I'm pointing to. I'm talking with my hands. Angela's 42. We're both 40. We met when we were about 25, 26-ish.
a while ago. It's been like 15 years.
That's crazy.
We all moved into this area within the same probably year, 18 months. Because you had, Angela had just gotten married to her second husband.
Yeah.
And they moved here. Cora's husband is a builder and he built a house here. So she was here. When I met you, you had almost just died.
Oh, yeah.
That and lost Olivia, your last bit. You almost.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness. We were at that camp out meeting every at that ward camp out.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
I know. I think you might have still been a medicate.
There.
That's scary. Sure.
Well, no, she didn't die at that camp out, but she had meningitis.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. I didn't meet Cora for a long time. I heard about Cora, but I never met her because she was so sick.
Yes. No, I met her. She came, and it was like the first time she'd been out. Angela, I met in a class about marriage and family, and I thought, oh, I wonder how long they've been married. And we were going around saying it, and she's like, a month. And I was all, oh, my goodness. Because I didn't know it was a second marriage. So but that's how we met. I don't know if you remember. That's how I remember meeting Angela and Cora. Do either of you remember how we met? I remember things like that, so.
I came to your house to talk to you about.
Oh, that's right.
Things and, with your kids. And
I went Mama Bear. I did.
You went Mama Bear?
A little bit.
Not a lot. On the Mama Bear?
On the Mama Bear.
I handled it really well. I was like, oh, I totally.
This is a story I've never heard.
She wanted, so she, not she. Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's fine. I'm not doing that.
I
like
and I kind of think I was kind of like, yeah, I wouldn't either.
Make for real.
So,
only word.
So then I could just go back and say, yeah, I told her. And she said no.
Yeah. I mean, what are they going to do? They're not going to do anything.
So then what happened?
We ended up, everyone switched to the day we wanted.
Yeah. So I just, like,
you just shoot that leash.
Didn't unleash too bad. Yes.
I was like, she's scary. Don't mess with her.
Yeah, I can get a teeny bit scary. But that's just because I do, I'm kind of assertive that way.
Well, I mean,
and I have facts.
Everyone can at some point.
And I was new. I think you're a little more, with your first, a little bit more aggressive.
Oh, for sure.
You're all, this is their happiness, and I'm all about that.
Oh, for sure.
So I'll do whatever. So don't even try. So, but everyone just switched to us.
Good.
They were all like, yeah, I don't want to do that either. So I'm like, I don't care. It's not that I want my own. I'm like, it's not that I want to do my own thing. No, I just want it on a different day with everyone, which we had to do that with every one of my kids. It ended up that we had to do it with everyone. And every time the rest of everyone joined in, they're all, oh yeah, we didn't want to do that.
That's a much better day.
That's a much better day. Thanks, Chelsea, for talking up for me. Thanks for taking the hit for being the one who just says what she thinks. Dang it. I'm really good at that. So
you are really good at that.
I don't remember meeting you.
I don't remember meeting you, honestly, because I remember always hearing about Cora and how she almost died and how she was sick and her kid was sick.
She almost died.
And then, I don't know, maybe it was the club.
I have no idea. We just became friends.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle.
Forever. No. It's been a while.
I know, but I miss, like, eating outside with my littles. Nobody wants to hang out with me anymore, really.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing this.
So I miss hang out going, with me. You know what I miss? I miss going to the reservoir. I want to go.
I know.
And I have no one
to
go with.
I think the moms can go to the reservoir.
I think we should.
Do our kids want to see us in swimsuits at the reservoir?
No, we're going to have to go to a different one than they go to.
Well, the kids hang out, you know, at a certain part, and then we would just have to hang out at the other part.
We would.
We can go to Springville.
Or we can go to Springville.
We have to pay to go to Springville.
It's $10. We're 40. We can go.
Cora will pay.
Cora is rich. She will pay. The $10.
I don't care if I go and my kids are there, honestly. So
I know you're braver than, you're brave that way. I'm more like, oh, please don't be ashamed that I'm your mother. I'm like, I don't look amazing in a swimsuit.
Oh, I don't at all.
Because I don't put any effort into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I drink soda, a lot of it. As per our logo, has a drink on it.
Yeah, except for she's still
just so you know,
soda.
I've had a Diet Coke here and there, but I haven't gone for my gas station runs since the 1st of April.
Why?
I don't know.
They miss her, I'm sure.
I'm just trying it out, and I haven't really, like, I thought I would really want it, and I haven't, so.
All right.
I gave up, but I haven't noticed any positive things coming from quitting, so it's not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I gave up for a while, like, no Dr. Pepper, but I didn't get any thinner. So then I was like, well, screw that. I'll have Dr. Mm-hmm. Pepper whenever I want. But I still don't drink it as much as I used to. When I had a fast metabolism and nothing seemed to matter when I ate. Those were the good old days. That's what age our kids are.
Yep.
Is when they can eat everything.
Yeah.
My 18-year-old eats cereal every day. Like 3 meals a day. She'll survive college for sure.
Just a reminder and a disclaimer. We are just a handful of moms who are voicing our expressed opinions on certain topics. Mid-season moms should not be considered professional advice. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented by mid-season mom hosts are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.